and welcome back to the Start a Glamping Business podcast. We've got a bit of a different episode for you today. We haven't got a guest. It's just going to be a short update on what we've been up to recently. As you will no doubt know from the incessant ad reads that have been on every episode of the podcast recently, we are in the process of starting our own glamping resort, and it has been our focus for the last few months, really. We are no longer offering services, so no more zoning screenings or any other services for the next little while. And that's because, as some of the people listening to this will know, starting a glamping business takes a lot of time, a lot of effort, and a lot of work. I've been buried in spreadsheets over the last 6 weeks or so, trying to figure out the costs and revenues and everything like that for this project that we're working on. And I'm going to give you a bit of an insight into what that's all looked like now. So this all started back in October of last year. I sent an email to Glamprotect North America's mailing list announcing that we are in the process, or that we're thinking of developing our own glamping resorts. In that email included a little form where if anyone was interested in investing in these resorts, then they just had to fill it out with their preferred investment amount. And we actually had an amazing, unexpected response to that email. I think we're now, it's kind of hard to say exactly, but we're kind of looking at around $10 million worth of investment interest, which is extremely exciting. We don't expect to convert 100% of that, obviously, but it's, you know, really exciting and has provided a really kind of solid foundation for us to give us the confidence to go and attack this, knowing that we have a really strong base of interest and investors behind us. So after that really positive response in October, we started looking for properties. We've been looking in the kind of Rocky Mountains area of Canada, and it's been interesting, shall we say. We found a property that we really liked just before Christmas, and we attacked that really in January. We made an offer on it. Unfortunately, we lost out on the property because we wanted 60 days to raise the money, go to our investors. Obviously, we needed to raise the money to buy the property, and unfortunately, another offer came in where they offered the money straight away, and the seller accepted the offer. So we lost that first choice property. It happens. It will have happened to people listening to this, but it's just a really good example of the kind of things that you have to come up against when you're starting a glamping business. But you know, there's two reactions you can have to that. Is one, you can give up, and the other is just say, okay, that's happened, we'll go again. And then that's what we did. I drove down to the area we're looking for properties in the next day, and found another one that would really work and would really be suitable as well. And that was kind of late January, and ever since then we've been working on trying to get that property. That's involved, as I say, living in spreadsheets for the last 6 weeks, figuring out how much this is all going to cost, what exactly we need to order, what the design of the site looks like, what our revenues might be, occupancy rates, etc. And you know, obviously I've been in the industry for a long time. I know it's not easy to start a glamping business, but it's only when you actually do it or in the process of doing it when you realize just how much work it takes. And it's certainly not easy. There's certainly frustrations along the way, as I'm finding out. Anyway, we've got the numbers now. We do have the numbers ready. We've got a business plan ready, and we are now, as of this week, approaching investors to get this project off the ground. First of all, to buy the property, but then to obviously cover the build costs as well. So that is, you know, it'd be remiss of me not to say now, it's not too late to invest in these projects. There will be a link in the description of this episode for you to fill out that form, express how much you're interested in investing, and we'll be in touch about this investment opportunity. So, you know, you won't get an ad read this episode, but you will get me plugging the opportunity. But one thing that or one bonus of going through all this is that it's going to allow us to make better content and to help everyone here through their own journeys. As I say, that our journey hasn't been straightforward. We're hoping it will be a little bit more straightforward from now on. But we have come across obstacles. We will continue to come across obstacles, and we are going to keep updating you on those obstacles and how we navigate them, and hopefully on how we get to the other side. So with that, obviously, kind of the main purpose of today was to give you an update on what we've been doing, but also I wanted to let you know kind of the future of the podcast and how what we're doing might affect what we're doing moving forward. So as is obvious, you know, this is taking a lot of time, a lot of bandwidth, and so we may not be able to come out with an episode every week for the next few months. We do have a couple of episodes in the can that will be released in the next next few weeks. But sometimes there may be a week without an episode. Other times there will be a week where I'm coming on, I'm updating you on how things are going, and it's kind of a less formal chat, a little bit like this. And I'm hoping that will be a really good insight into just the journey to starting a glamping business as it happens. You know, we've obviously spoken to a lot of operators who have got through the other side, but sometimes I imagine it's hard for them to remember every detail of what they went through. So we may be able to provide a little bit of a play-by-play for you as we go through this journey, and hopefully we get to the other side like a lot of those operators that we've interviewed. So two things really just to take away from this is, one, if you are interested in investing in a glamping business where you don't have to do all the work, where you have someone like us who, you know, we do know the industry, we've been studying it for a long time. And if you are interested in getting involved with that, just fill out the form in the description of this episode. But also for those who just want to keep listening, just be aware that we may not have an episode out every week, but we hope to have some kind of reasonably consistent upload schedule, and hopefully we'll be able to provide some content that I don't think is been provided anywhere else. You know, there's a fair few people interviewing operators like we do, but I'm not aware of content where we're taking you blow for blow through the process of starting a glamping business as it happens. So there will be a few updates on that, and hopefully it'll provide some learning, some inspiration, whatever you want to call it, along the way for your own journeys as well. Thank you for listening. Please do keep listening. We really appreciate the positive feedback. Hopefully this is, you know, we've got to focus on what's right for us, but hopefully we can bring you along with the journey as well, and it can be a win-win for everyone. And as I say, if you're interested in investing in these projects, then just fill out that form and we'll be in touch. But thank you, and we'll speak soon. Bye-bye.